Okay, so today is January 5th, 2014. I am Ashley Anap of ashleyanap.com. I'm a writer and artist. I haven't done a journal in a while. The holidays came around and the schedule's been really weird. But I have been pretty busy. So Christmas came around and everyone in my family got together and pulled their money and they brought me a Monoprice 19-inch tablet display. Basically, this is a drawing tablet, like my Samsung Galaxy Note tablet, except it's meant to run Photoshop and Manga Studio and serve as a dual monitor. It's one of the cheapest tablet monitor options, coming in at under $400, and it has pretty limited viewing angles, but it is really awesome to work on. The resolution is much higher than the mobile tablet I have, of course. And I'm just so glad I got it because, like I told you guys, I got rid of my bamboo tablet to pay back a debt when I was moving, and I haven't been able to draw. And I knew I didn't want to get another one like the bamboo. I wanted to upgrade because I'd gotten addicted to drawing on my mobile tablet. So I'm really glad I had the opportunity to get this, and I'm really thankful to my grandmother, my mom, my husband, my brother, all who pitched in together to get this for me. Thank you so much. So what have I been doing with that? I'll get to that in a little bit. But first I'll talk about all the work I can remember doing because it's been like 2 weeks and I draw a lot. So basically I drew the cover and the back cover for the Bath comic, which was one I've been working on since February of last year, on and off, like a few hours here, a few hours there. I also lettered and added sound effects to the Bath comic. I used Jersey Drow's lettering and Adobe Illustrator tutorial to do that. And I also just drew the sound effects with Photoshop. What are you crying about, baby? This is going to take a minute. 1 second. So I used that. And I also had to format the pages for Tapastic. So I used a batch action. I don't remember who taught me batch actions. I think it was a professor. Thank you, professor from Ball State, who taught me batch actions. Yeah, it was definitely her, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. So I used that, and I formatted everything to the right size. And then I used InDesign to make a PDF. And using tips I learned again from Lean Into Art, I set up a Gumroad account. And uploaded onto there with a entry and a pay what you want. And I put that link in the description for all the Tapastic uploads. And basically the comic is ready to go up through February 8th or something, I think, with a 3-day-a-week update schedule. This comic is one I drew with traditional media. It's very sloppy. But I really enjoyed making it, and I thought a lot about the acting and stuff while I was working on it. And it was probably the first comic I worked on in 2014. And I was able to get through it because for a long time I wasn't sure if I was going to upload it or not. But I wanted my goal for this year, or system, shall I say, is every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday did a page get posted to a project of mine. And so now I'm set through February, but now I gotta start busting my chops to get on the next thing to queue up. And that's actually gonna be the government meddling comic, which is one I've been uploading the pages with no dialogue that I've been drawing on my Samsung Galaxy Note. So I only have a couple pages left for that. I've thumbed and roughed them out. They're in a sketchbook. I just gotta finish drawing them. So I'll probably, maybe I'll do that tonight. I also, last night, and that's, like, the big things I can remember doing. Like, I've been doing lots of little stuff, but it is so hard to remember over 2 weeks what you did or didn't do. Last night I studied different thick woman drawing styles, like how to draw curvy women, but not just curvy. When they say thick, they mean, like, she's sexy, you know? And a lot of them were really stupid. Like, they just got rid of the rib cage, and then, like, they made the hands and feet, like, tiny, like they were bound or something. But I tried drawing everything from, I think it's Jendy Tartakovsky. I'm not sure. I should, like, listen to pronunciation of it. And I did some Butch Hartman studies. And I didn't really like either of those. And then I tried Hello Nurse from Animaniacs and Jessica Rabbit. I didn't like Jessica Rabbit either. Her stomach's too thin. Hello Nurse had a really thin stomach, but I did appreciate one thing about her design, is that the animators actually showed an understanding of how fabric works, because even though she's really busty, they didn't give her boob socks. Like, the fabric actually drapes down over the front of the chest and then folds down to the belt line in a really realistic way, which I thought was really cool, because a lot of the people that imitate that style have no idea what they're doing, and they just put boob socks on everything. So I thought that was pretty cool. And so I did a bunch of studies for that. That was like 2-3 hours. And then after I did that, I went back to working on the Sia comic, which stars a curvy lady, but it's not like one of those comics. It's kind of about how actually she's been happy with that kind of superficial life for a long time, but she's getting older and she's feeling more and more dissatisfied with how people only perceive her as a sex object and stuff like that. And even though she doesn't want to seek out more in life, like, she wants to be happy with superficial things, she's kicking and screaming being dragged into a world of rediscovering, like, her own soul and her own morality, and that she does have depth, you know, that she tried to deny that she had to try and fit into the scenes that she wanted to be part of. So I started working on that again, because I couldn't work on it because I didn't have Photoshop. And I drew a spread, like the third night I had the tablet back here, a 2-page spread for a scene. There was going to be a spread in the beginning anyways, but it was really awesome. And I've been hesitating to do it for a while because it's like a big outdoor scene with lots of stuff, like furniture and stuff like that. But I finally did it. I felt good about it. It has like 12 characters in it. I went back and I refined all the characters. And then I went back to refine the furniture and I realized the perspective was totally shot. Like, it's awful. I tried to fix it. It is a nightmare. So I think I need to refresh my perspective basics. I'm going to have to look at some YouTube videos for that and bust up my drawing books that have chapters on perspectives. We did get a mailer about local classes they have. Like, they have one in town that teaches it for, like, $100 for 6 weeks for 6 classes. Which I thought was really cool. But it's just not in the budget for right now because I need a taxi and stuff, so that's not gonna happen. And I got like 2 minutes left. So I'm gonna talk about the what I consumed part. Oh, I did not work on Phony Potions or What Remains at all over the break. Sorry. So what I consumed. I held 2 VTM games at the game shop. The first one, we had someone who was walking by just join us, and that was awesome. And I added them on Facebook. And then the second was only me and my hubby because there was freezing rain and they didn't feel comfortable driving out to the shop. I'm running a module and it's trying to get into character and stuff. I'm really, really rusty. I need a lot of practice. But roleplaying is really fun. Like, it's fun trying to learn the accents and stuff like that again, looking up online. The novelty aspect really is just keeping me really excited. I've been reading the Pokemon Adventures manga, which with art is by Mato, who apparently had to retire from manga because they got ill and they couldn't draw anymore. Like, what a nightmare. Oh my god. But the first few volumes are really beautiful and I love it. I sometimes don't like manga because they use too many screen tones and too much gray, and too much gray makes me feel depressed, if that makes any sense. But Mato has a real black heavy style with lots of swooping dynamic lines in both compositions. And super cute characters. So I hope she still finds some time to draw and that someday her health recovers. I also watched Haikyuu, which is sports anime. And it was the end of the season. And it is all about dealing with defeat. The sports anime deals with the losers a lot. And I think it's really interesting to check out. Also, how to do sports and make them really exciting in anime, which is something that I don't like sports. If you know me, you know I don't care at all about sports. But this really made me kind of appreciate them more. And now I kind of want to go play volleyball. So I guess I'll just wait for June. And I'm out of time. So I guess I'll talk about my next few things later on, because I'm still kind of halfway in the middle of them. All right, thanks for listening. See you at the end of this week, probably. Bye.